Welcome to another episode of the Radio Bypass Podcast. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, ready to rock with you again today. I am going to start things out today with something from Aerosmith. Aerosmith was always one of my favorite bands. I did have one song from their latter day career on this podcast so far, but I haven't had anything from their early career, the stuff that made me first fall in love with Aerosmith. So I'm going to go back to 1976's Rocks release for what is probably my all-time favorite Aerosmith track. This is a tune called Nobody's Fault. That's nobody's fault. That's Aerosmith from Rocks. Next up, I'm going to play something from a Chicago band named Grave Danger. Grave Danger was a classic story of things gone wrong for a band. If you have ever heard of a band, even big bands sometimes that were already established, having their album rejected from their record label or never released by their record label, that's kind of what happened to Grave Danger. Grave Danger had signed a recording contract with MCA Records in the late 80s, and they were a great band. And they recorded their first album. It was supposed to come out. They were supposed to go on tour with, at the time, I want to say it was AC/DC, if I remember correctly. And anyway, the album never came out. And at that time, for some reason, that seemed to be happening a lot with artists signed to MCA Records, because I remember the road manager for Pretty Boy Floyd, we were actually talking about Grave Danger, because I guess he had heard a couple of the tracks or something, and he said, yeah, MCA Records, that stands for the Musicians Cemetery of America, because they had been doing this with a lot of bands. Don't know why, but it's really too bad, because this Grave Danger album was fantastic. So I finally transferred. I had a cassette copy of it that the band had given me back in probably 89. So I finally got that transferred. So I want to turn you on to Grave Danger. I did used to play this one on my old radio show on VVX. So if you were someone that listened to my old show, you may have heard this before, but you probably haven't heard it in a long time. So from Grave Danger, this is a tune called Moving On.
Just say goodbye.
Moving on with Grave Danger from their debut album that unfortunately never got released. I'll definitely feature some more Grave Danger now that I've got it transferred in future episodes of the podcast, because there's 11 songs that would have been on that album, and they're all great. That's Bob Reynolds on lead vocals there from Grave Danger. So I'll have some more of that for you in upcoming episodes. All right, now we're going to move to 1997. Paul Rodgers, the singer from Bad Company and Free, he put out a record that year called Now and Live. It was a two-disc set, a new studio album, along with some live material covering kind of his whole career from Free, Bad Company, on up to some solo material. But from the studio album, this is a track called Saving Grace.
Say
Saving Grace. That's Paul Rogers. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You're listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thank you for stopping by and checking this out. Hopefully you're enjoying it. If you have any comments on this podcast, you can send me an email. You can send it to ralph@radiobypass.com. We're going to keep the rock rolling right now with something from Michael Schenker, another one of my favorite guitar players that I haven't had on this podcast yet. In 2003, he had put out a release called, Arachnophobiac. Arachnophobiac, 2003. So from that release from Michael Schenker, this is a tune called Fatal Strike.
Crossing the border in Rafah.
Fatal Strike from Michael Schenker. Now we're going to go to 2015 to his former band, the Scorpions. In 2015, they put out a record called Return to Forever. From that album, this is a track called Rock and Roll Band. Scorps sounding as good as ever with Rock and Roll Band from their 2015 Return to Forever release. All right, I'm going to keep the rock rolling right now, going back to some Chicago rock and roll from the Almighty Tattoo. This is from their 1993 release, Kings of the White Trash Neighborhood. This is a tune called Two Wrongs. from Chicago's own Tattoo. And the guy you heard singing there, that's Gary Stewart. And I know he's been listening to my podcast and supporting me with that. I appreciate that, Gary. He's been giving me some feedback. Like, I know he liked the Loudness tune I played last week. And Gary, I hope you liked that tune that I just played now, the Tattoo tune. Of course you did. Anyway, coming up next, I'm going to move on to some Y&T. Everyone that knows me knows I'm a huge Y&T fan, besides being a huge Tattoo fan. And I usually try to see Y&T every time they come through town, which they did last night. They were at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles, but I was not able to attend. So I thought at least I could play some Y&T on today's podcast. So this is from their 1995 release, Musically Incorrect. This is a song called Long Way Down. Y&T. It's a long way down. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You have been listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast. It's just about time for me to get out of here this week. I'll be back next Sunday with another new episode. Thank you for checking it out. And again, if you have any feedback on it, please drop me a line at ralph@radiobypass.com. I'm going to leave you now with a song from one of my favorite newer bands, the Dead Daisies. They've got a live release coming out next week or the week after. I think it's next week. I'll definitely end up featuring some stuff from the live release too when that comes out. But for right now, I'm going to leave you with one from their last studio record, a tune that I really like a lot. It's called Song and a Prayer. Have a great week, everybody.